hey sis, how are you? How's my favorite nephew Jakey doing? Yeah, I knew you were anxious about his first day of school. Oh, how am I? Well, fine, I guess. Oh. Mom told you I called her a couple days ago? And that I was crying. She's such a good confidant. No, I know. You guys are just worried about me living out here on my own. Yes, I'm sorry. Of course I'm glad that you guys care. I'm more grateful than I sound. It's really nice to hear from you, actually. I've kind of been lonely, feeling invisible lately, like my name might as well be Mrs. Cellophane. Or Ms. Cellophane, I guess, because, well, you've seen my lack of relationship status online, Oh, what happened the other day? Mom didn't tell you the whole story? It was a pretty rough day. It's just. It's just that same clique at work. They're always horrible to me. I mean, they treat me like crap. I mean, if they even acknowledge me at all, which is usually only to have me change their passwords, which all their passwords are pretty ridiculous. Most of them are just password, well, with a couple fives and an exclamation point. I mean, if we didn't have a complexity policy, I'm pretty sure they'd just use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. No, that's not a good one, Kit. You should change it immediately. Anyway. Right, so Tuesday, I was eating lunch at my desk, with my book like usual. Yeah, I had veggie stir fry with tofu, because, I'm trying to eat healthier. And in the middle of that, their little leader, Nicole, came over and asked me some questions about the latest software update our department pushed out. And silly me, thinking I might actually make a friend, and she was interested. I started rattling off things about security patches, and they were all looking on, and they kept giggling, and I was like, I don't know why this stuff is funny. I mean, it's just another Microsoft Tuesday, but. Then finally one of the girls stopped her fit long enough to point at her teeth, and so embarrassing. I had a piece of damn broccoli stuck in my teeth the whole time. And that's just the latest in a long string of bullying from those girls. They're always mocking me for something, usually my hair, my clothes, calling me mousy, or asking me which dead grandparent I inherited this outfit from. But, I mean, come on, I work in IT. I have to get around people's desk and playing chords, and I always have a cardigan handy that when I have to go in the server room, it's cold. Well, yeah, because of all the cooling fan. Never mind. The point is, it's not like I can do my job in a miniskirt. And I'm basically the only girl in this department, for Christ's sakes. I don't think being oogled would get me much respect. Not that I think there's much to oogle, but you know what I mean. I can't dress all flirty like I'm in sales, like those girls. Well, no, they're not really. I mean, technically they're in marketing, but if you saw the way they dress, they're definitely selling something. Yeah, exactly, sis. An empty street corner somewhere. So, it was like the final straw. I was so embarrassed, I tried to get away as soon as I could so they wouldn't get any more satisfaction out of seeing me break, and After I called Mom from the bathroom stall, I left early. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I have thought about quitting before, but I just kept hoping things would get better and maybe I'd move up in this company. I even stayed home yesterday thinking no one would notice, but then I got this, voicemail? Yeah. From someone at work who I guess was concerned that I wasn't there and wanted to make sure I was okay. I actually kind of think he almost, like, missed me or something. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, but it totally shocked me. I was really touched. It came at the right time. I was so sure not one person in that office cared about my presence there, and I thought, if I'm that invisible, why even show up? Hmm? Yeah, I said he. Yeah, it was a guy. What's he like? Yes, it makes me giggle thinking about him. I don't know. I guess, most people around the office probably just call him the big guy, but I've noticed him around. I see more than that. It's, usually we're both, like, the last people to leave the office on Fridays, because, well, neither of us gets invited to those happy hours that Nicole and her minions throw. But yeah, on Fridays, because it's casual Fridays, he's usually wearing some superhero t-shirt, and I kind of find that adorable. I mean, I've never really talked to him much, but I always figured him for the sweet, cuddly, playful type, you know? And sometimes I overhear him talking to other people in the office about something non-work related. It's usually like his weekend gaming marathon or D&D scenario he's cooking up. I mean, at least he has a few other male dorks around the office to talk to. More than I have. He's probably got to climb the ladder way faster than me. But and we're in meetings. I hope he doesn't catch me and I'm probably blushing, but I try to look at his eyes because he has the kindest eyes. And they're very unique, like a light gray with little flecks of purple. Oh, and he has this laugh, like whenever I hear him laughing from a few rows over where he sits. I mean, he's usually laughing at some terrible pun, but I don't know, it's almost like jolly, like it kind of brightens my day even when I'm feeling gloomy, which has kind of been a lot lately. Oh, and he has very strong hands. I remember smiling and probably blushing the first day he came to work, because I was watching him move his boxes around. I wonder how easily he could carry me around. Hmm? Oh, yeah, sorry. I guess I'm daydreaming. I mean, rambling, I guess. So what did I do about his message? No, I don't know. I couldn't just call him back. You know I'm not good at small talk. I mean, what would I say? Huh? Well, our Catan family game nights, I don't know, maybe. Ha ha, Kit. Yeah, right, like I could keep a straight face and ask him about his lumber resources. No, that's not a better idea. Oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing. You know very well I was too self-conscious to wear that Halloween costume out of the house last year. Sure, maybe he knows who Jill Valentine is, but I can't just randomly throw that into conversation. Well, no, I didn't totally ignore him. It was so sweet. I had to do something, but I didn't really know what to do. So managed to write like a vaguely worded email to him, thanking him for his message and his concern, and that I was just not feeling so great, and I'd see him at work the next day. Yeah, today. Yeah, he did talk to me. Actually, it was, one of the more pleasant exchanges I've had with a coworker in maybe the whole time I worked here. Okay, yeah, I know you're dying for details. Okay, I'll tell you. Well, so I was sitting at my desk in the morning with my headphones on, and well, I mean, he kind of startled me because I'm not used to that many visitors. I usually just kind of hang out alone while everyone else does the whole morning water cooler thing. So anyway, he comes over to my desk and says something about me feeling better, and I'm sure I managed to squeak out something very eloquent, like, sorry, didn't mean to startle anyone. Thanks for checking on me, or something like that. Yeah, it was real smooth. And I don't know, I thought maybe he blushed when I turned my chair to look at him, but I was just imagining stuff. But he did kind of start stuttering, and I wasn't really sure, but he said something about coffee, and I'm like, oh yeah, there's coffee in the break room, you know, same as any other days. And I guess I didn't know what he was getting at. And he kind of turned and started to walk away, and but then he turned back and kind of cleared his throat, and he actually asked me about Jake. Yeah. That picture you gave me from last summer, I have a whole bunch of our family pics on my desk, and no one's ever asked me about them. Not in the 2 years I've been there, but he did. And that was when I started to think, oh my God, maybe someone actually came by my desk just to talk to me about me. I mean, can you imagine? Well, I mean, you're my sister, of course you can imagine, but I couldn't. I got totally flustered trying to tell him about our trip to the Grand Canyon, and remember how that mule stepped on Dad's toe? Yeah. But I guess that somehow worked out, because in my tongue-twistedness, he had enough time to, like, gather his thoughts and try again with a little less stuttering. And this time I figured out that he was asking to talk to me more over a coffee refill. And yeah, I think you could have knocked me over with a feather. I mean, I was sitting down already, but I think I almost passed out, and probably, apparently I managed to gulp and nod, and when I came to, we were walking towards the break room. But unfortunately, just as we were getting there, Nicole turned and went in, and I completely stopped short, and yeah, I think I almost tripped him. But you won't believe it, Kit. He totally rescued me. I guess, I don't know, somehow he knew that I couldn't face her. So he walked right past her into the break room, poured 2 cups of coffee, grabbed a handful of cream and sugars, and brought them back out to me as I'm just still standing there, feet away from the door, not sure what to do. And he suggested maybe we drink them outside. Yeah, I know, right? It's like, the sweetest little act of kindness ever. I swear my heart started skipping, Kit. I don't know. So, yeah, managed to make it downstairs without tripping him again, and we sat on one of the benches and just sort of, I don't know, sipped our coffee and chatted and watched the squirrels. Yeah, I guess he was sort of easy to talk to, like, Well, once I stopped shaking, I mean, second cup of coffee, first talk with a sweet guy, I mean, you can imagine the havoc for my nerves. But, yeah, our conversation is kind of a blur now. I think he told me about his last family vacation, and he asked what I listened to on my headphones at work. Yeah, that was actually kind of cool. My choice of, movie scores by John Williams was well received. And we even discussed the novel I've been reading. I guess I wasn't completely invisible after all. I just can't believe he noticed me. Like, he saw past everything. He didn't just see some mousy IT girl. He really saw me. And, I actually can't wait to go back into work tomorrow. I mean, at least I won't feel so lonely. Yeah, I'll let you know. Okay, well, don't rush me. We barely just had small talk. Yeah, I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for your call. Have a good night.